Outrage emerges after another video shows police being attacked by immigrants for years. People have been talking about what's happening at the US-Mexico border. Now, there's a new video circulating online that's garnering a lot of attention. This time, it's not about migrants crossing the border, but rather clashes between migrants and police. The video captures intense moments of confrontation as migrants appear to attack law enforcement. The video of the clashes between migrants and police was posted on TikTok by the Adams administration. The administration is looking into installing metal detectors inside these shelters. Immigrants clash with police at 11 a.m., the New York Police Department, NYPD, received a distressing 911 call about a man causing a disturbance at the shelter. Little did they know that this call would escalate into a full-blown standoff between migrants and police. By the time NYPD officers arrived on the scene, tensions were already high. The migrants, who had been in a verbal altercation with security personnel, were visibly agitated. Officers quickly intervened to calm the situation and ensure the safety of all involved. However, what happened next was beyond belief. Chaos erupted as officers attempted to remove the man causing the disturbance from the shelter. Other migrants, filled with anger and frustration, began throwing objects at the officers. The situation quickly spiraled out of control, and the officers found themselves outnumbered and under attack. The confrontation escalated into the migrants' attacks, who continued to assault the officers. A barrage of kicks and punches ensued as law enforcement officers were left defenseless against the overwhelming force of the enraged migrants. It was a horrifying display of violence that shocked officers and onlookers alike. This incident has raised serious concerns about the safety of both migrants and police officers. With approximately 3,000 people residing at the shelter, tensions can easily rise in an environment where people are confined and unable to work. Mayor Eric Adams acknowledged the potential for such incidents, noting that living conditions and downtime can contribute to these outbursts. Sadly, this was not the first time police had to respond to a situation at this particular shelter. Last month, a 24-year-old immigrant man was tragically killed in a stabbing incident that occurred in the coffee shop's storefront. These incidents highlight the urgent need for improved security measures and living conditions at immigrant housing facilities. While cameras have already been installed at the Randall Island facility, the Adams administration is exploring the possibility of installing metal detectors as an additional security measure. A thorough review of security protocols is underway at all facilities, particularly on Randall's Island, to ensure the safety of both migrants and the police officers who work tirelessly to maintain order. As if the confrontation at the Randall's Island immigrant shelter wasn't shocking enough, another disturbing incident occurred in iconic Times Square. According to police, a group of immigrants acted disorderly, causing a disturbance that drew the attention of law enforcement. What began as a routine attempt to disperse the group quickly escalated into a violent confrontation. When officers asked the migrants to disperse, one man flatly refused to comply. The situation became dangerous when officers attempted to apprehend him. Within seconds, a group of about a dozen immigrants descended on the officers and viciously attacked them. A hail of kicks and punches rained down on the outnumbered officers, who were left in a fight for their lives. The immigrants showed no mercy and repeatedly attacked the officers with a ferocity that shocked onlookers. It was a scene of chaos and mayhem in one of the world's busiest and most iconic places. There are many reasons why people may end up fighting with police, and it is often a combination of factors that leads to these conflicts. A major reason is frustration and anger, particularly when people feel they have been treated unfairly by law enforcement. This can be due to a variety of reasons, including perceived racial discrimination, economic inequality, or previous negative experiences with the police. Another factor is the escalation of tensions during protests or demonstrations. When large groups of people come together to air their grievances or advocate for change, emotions can run high and clashes with police can occur, especially if protesters feel they are not being heard or are faced with aggressive police tactics. Additionally, systemic issues such as poverty, lack of access to resources, and scarcity of opportunities can contribute to feelings of disenfranchisement and alienation within certain communities. When individuals feel marginalized or ignored by society, they may lash out at symbols of authority, including the police. Additionally, underlying issues such as mental health crises or substance abuse can lead individuals to act aggressively or unpredictably when confronted with law enforcement. Without adequate support and resources to address these issues, encounters with police may be more likely. In some cases, individuals may also engage in violent behavior toward police as a response to perceived oppression or as a means of self-defense, particularly in situations where they feel threatened or in danger. Mayor Eric Adams, while acknowledging that he had not watched the entire video, condemned the attack on the officers. He made it clear that no matter the circumstances, no one should feel entitled to attack or assault law enforcement officers. The mayor stressed that grabbing an officer's weapon, kicking an officer, or engaging in any form of physical altercation is absolutely unacceptable. Migrants' journeys to the United States are often motivated by a multitude of reasons, each with its own unique circumstances. Economic opportunity, political instability, and the search for a better life are among the most common factors that drive individuals to leave their home countries and seek refuge in the United States. Many migrants come from countries plagued by poverty and a lack of job opportunities. They hope to find better economic prospects in the United States, where they believe they can secure stable employment and support their families. The promise of higher wages and improved living conditions motivates them to embark on the arduous journey, often leaving behind everything they know in search of a better future. Political instability and persecution also drive individuals to seek asylum in the United States. In countries torn by conflict, violence, and human rights violations, individuals face constant threats to their safety and well-being. They flee their homes in search of protection and the opportunity to live in a society that upholds the principles of democracy, freedom, and human rights. Natural disasters and environmental degradation also contribute to migration patterns. Climate change-induced events such as hurricanes, droughts, and rising sea levels can devastate communities, leaving them with no choice but to seek refuge elsewhere. The desire to escape the harsh realities of environmental disasters and find a safer environment for themselves and their families drives many to migrate to the United States. Family reunification is another important factor motivating migration. Many individuals have family members already residing in the United States and are seeking to reunite with their loved ones. The desire to be with family, share experiences, and build a better future together is a powerful driver of migration. It is important to note that the decision to migrate is not taken lightly. Migrants often face numerous challenges and risks along the way, including dangerous lives, exploitation, and discrimination. However, the hope for a better life and the search for opportunity continue to drive individuals to make the difficult decision to leave their homes and seek a new beginning in the United States. In the wake of these horrific incidents, the Adams administration has taken swift action to address the security concerns surrounding immigrant shelters. The safety and well-being of both immigrants and law enforcement officers are of the utmost importance, and steps are being taken to ensure that such encounters are avoided in the future. The administration is conducting a comprehensive review of security measures at all facilities, with a particular focus on Randall's Island. The goal of this comprehensive assessment is to identify any vulnerabilities and implement any necessary improvements to increase the safety of all involved. A key consideration in this review is the installation of metal detectors in the shelters. While cameras have already been installed at the Randall Island site, The Adams administration is closely evaluating the effectiveness of metal detectors as an additional security measure. The goal is to create a safe environment that minimizes the potential for violent incidents and ensures the safety of both immigrants and law enforcement personnel. While it is all well and good to have these safeguards in place against attacks on police, it is also important to consider that there may be another side to the story. New details emerged tonight regarding allegations that police officers sexually assaulted at least one immigrant, possibly a minor. The police may be lying. Immigrants have come forward with allegations of misconduct against police, including sexual assault. These allegations have further fueled tensions between immigrant communities and law enforcement. Not only do these allegations erode trust in law enforcement, they also highlight the vulnerability of immigrants, especially those who may fear retaliation or deportation if they speak out. Several police officers have been accused of sexual assault. Allegations suggest that at least one immigrant, possibly a minor, was sexually assaulted by officers. This revelation has rocked the community and has added to the already intense scrutiny of law enforcement's behavior toward immigrants. Multiple investigations have been launched into alleged sexual misconduct by officers in the Ogden District on the West Side. Both the mayor's office and the Civilian Office of Police Accountability have expressed their commitment to swiftly investigating these disturbing allegations. The idea that vulnerable individuals who have already suffered trauma would be subjected to such heinous acts in an open space is simply unacceptable. The mayor's office has confirmed that the investigations include allegations of sexual misconduct by a Chicago Police Department officer against a newly arrived minor, as well as additional allegations of sexual misconduct in the 10th Precinct. In response to these disturbing allegations, the city has taken action. The 40 immigrants who had been housed in the 10th Precinct have been bused to an undisclosed location. This move is meant to ensure their safety and well-being while investigations continue. However, the community is demanding more. A protest was held at Sarah across from the D District, where activists called for an emergency meeting to address the situation and prevent incidents of this type from happening in the future. This shocking revelation has shed light on a larger issue within the city. It has been reported that due to delayed paperwork, immigrants are being left in precinct apartments, further exacerbating an already tense situation. The CEO of the Institute for Latino Progress highlighted the issue, explaining that when resettlement paperwork is delayed, immigrants end up staying in police stations, putting an additional strain on law enforcement. The mayor's office has assured the public that the new arrivals will be moved to temporary shelters with full relocation by tomorrow morning. Both the Civilian Office of Police Accountability and the Chicago Police Department's Internal Affairs Bureau are fully investigating these disturbing allegations. As the city grapples with the aftermath of this horrific incident, it is clear that urgent action is needed to address the treatment of immigrants and ensure the safety and well-being of all residents. Allegations of sexual assault by police officers have only intensified scrutiny of law enforcement and their interactions with vulnerable communities. The truth must be uncovered and justice must be served for all those impacted by these disturbing events. Body cam footage revealed a different perspective on the confrontation between migrants and police officers. The man who was arrested, identified as Henry Brito, was seen walking away slowly as he directed a derogatory comment toward one of the officers, calling him "Ugly Betty" in Spanish. This verbal insult appeared to trigger protesters who responded by forcibly pushing Brito against the wall of a nearby building in an attempt to arrest him. The city was left reeling after the violent confrontation between immigrants and NYPD officers in Times Square. The shocking footage released by the Manhattan District Attorney's Office had captured national attention, sparking outrage and demands for answers. Once the dust had settled, the NYPD and the District Attorney's Office began investigating the incident. The footage provided crucial evidence that allowed them to piece together the events of that fateful night. It was a painstaking process, as they meticulously reviewed footage from multiple angles in an attempt to identify those involved in the assault on the officers. At a press conference, the Manhattan District Attorney announced 7 indictments in connection with the high-profile case. 4 suspects who had been arrested in the days following the confrontation were charged with second-degree assault and other counts. The severity of the charges reflected the severity of the violence that had unfolded in Times Square. Another suspect was charged with tampering with physical evidence, suggesting an attempt to conceal or alter crucial information related to the incident. Charges against 2 others were kept secret, leaving the public curious about their involvement and the possible evidence against them. However, it is deeply concerning that the 4 individuals seen in the footage kicking people remain at large. Determined to bring them to justice, the NYPD launched a manhunt through Times Square and beyond in search of the alleged perpetrators. The city was on edge, with residents and law enforcement alike eager to hold the individuals accountable. Additional footage released by the Manhattan District Attorney's Office shed further light on the incident. It shows officers ordering the immigrants to leave the area and head to West 41st Street. In an attempt to encourage Brito to comply, one of the officers punched him in the stomach. Instead of complying, however, Brito wiped his shirt where the officer had touched him and defiantly raised his finger at the officer. This act of defiance only increased the tension and hostility in the moments leading up to the confrontation. The aftermath of the brawl revealed a disturbing pattern. While Brito remained in custody, other captured suspects were surprisingly released without bail by prosecutors and judges following their arrests. The move raised questions about the handling of the case and potential bias against law enforcement. Many questioned whether justice would truly be served and whether the officers who were assaulted would be held accountable. Critics argued that the incident highlighted a pattern of aggression and excessive use of force by law enforcement against immigrants. They pointed to the chaotic melee and the office's disproportionate response as evidence of systemic problems within the NYPD. They called for greater accountability and transparency in how law enforcement interacts with immigrant communities. Supporters of the police, on the other hand, argued that the officers were simply carrying out their duties in a difficult and volatile situation. They emphasized the importance of maintaining law and order, highlighting the risks that officers face daily. They argued that the incident should not be used to vilify the entire police force, but rather to address any individual misconduct. The Times Square standoff also reignited debate over immigration policies and their impact on law enforcement. Advocates for stricter immigration measures argued that such incidents highlight the need for stronger border control and vetting processes. They argued that a tougher approach to immigration would help prevent such encounters and protect both law enforcement and the public. On the other side, advocates for more lenient immigration policies argued that incidents like this were a result of systemic mistreatment and marginalization of immigrant communities. They called for comprehensive immigration reform that would provide a path to citizenship and ensure fair treatment for all individuals, regardless of immigration status. The standoff also highlighted the challenges law enforcement faces in maintaining order in diverse and densely populated areas. Times Square, known as the crossroads of the world, attracts millions of visitors from all walks of life each year. Maintaining order in such a vibrant and dynamic environment is no easy task, and incidents like these highlight the need for effective communication, cultural sensitivity, and de-escalation techniques. The Times Square incident also sparked broader discussions about the safety of our cities and the impact of immigration policies on law enforcement. It highlighted the challenges the NYPD faces and the dangers they face in the performance of their duties. The confrontation served as a reminder of the need to support and respect our police officers who risk their lives to protect our communities. After 2 years of Republican criticism that he is soft on border security, he is in El Paso, Texas, meeting with officials to discuss immigration and drug trafficking. Immigration policies through the years. Immigration policies of previous administrations, particularly those of Barack Obama and Donald Trump, have been the subject of intense debate and controversy, ranging from deportation policies to the implementation of programs such as ESCOM, DACA, DAPA, and the International Entrepreneur Rule. These policies have faced praise, criticism, legal challenges, and uncertain futures. Deportation policies have been a central aspect of previous administrations' immigration strategies. The Obama administration saw a significant increase in the number of deportations, leading Obama to be labeled as the deporte-in-chief. While the majority of deportations targeted individuals with criminal records, their high numbers sparked criticism and controversy. Proponents argued that these policies separated families and failed to prioritize the humanitarian aspects of immigration. One notable program implemented during the Obama administration was Secure Communities, or SCOM. Its goal was to improve cooperation between local law enforcement and federal immigration authorities. However, it was criticized for its impact on community trust as it blurred the lines between local law enforcement and immigration. Critics argued that the program led to racial profiling and targeting individuals based on their immigration status. The creation of the Deferred Action for Childhood Arrivals Program, DACA, marked a pivotal moment in the landscape of immigration policy in the United States. Introduced during the Obama administration in 2012, DACA aimed to address the plight of undocumented immigrants who were brought to the country as children by providing them with a path to temporary relief from deportation and eligibility for work permits. The initiative received widespread acclaim from immigrant rights advocates and humanitarian organizations who hailed it as a compassionate and pragmatic response to the plight of a vulnerable segment of society. By providing protection and educational and employment opportunities to undocumented youth, DACA was lauded for recognizing their inherent value, potential, and contributions to American society. Furthermore, DACA represented a significant departure from the punitive and exclusionary rhetoric that had often dominated debates surrounding immigration policy. Rather than demonizing undocumented immigrants, particularly those who came to the United States as minors through no fault of their own, DACA took a more empathetic and inclusive approach, acknowledging the complexities and nuances of their situations. By providing a lifeline to hundreds of thousands of dreamers, as DACA recipients are often referred to, the program symbolized a commitment to fairness, justice, and American values of opportunity and equality. However, despite its laudable goals and positive impact on the lives of countless individuals and families, DACA has faced persistent legal and political challenges that have cast a shadow of uncertainty over its future. Since its inception, DACA has been subject to legal scrutiny and opposition from various quarters, culminating in a series of legal battles and political reversals that have left its fate hanging in the balance. The Trump administration's efforts to dismantle DACA, culminating in a series of executive orders and legal maneuvers aimed at rescinding the program, further exacerbated the uncertainty and anxiety experienced by DACA recipients and their families. Despite these challenges, however, DACA remains a symbol of resilience, hope, and the ongoing fight for immigrant rights and social justice. As the debate over immigration reform continues to unfold, DACA stands as a poignant reminder of the urgent need to uphold the principles of compassion, equity, and inclusion in shaping policies that impact the lives and futures of millions of individuals and families across the United States. Another proposed program was Deferred Action for Parents of Americans and Lawful Permanent Residents, or DAPA. DAPA was intended to provide temporary relief from deportation and work permits to undocumented parents of U.S. citizens or lawful permanent residents. However, the program faced legal challenges and was ultimately blocked, leaving its implementation in limbo. The International Entrepreneur Rule was another policy proposed during the Obama administration. This rule was intended to attract foreign entrepreneurs to the United States by providing them with the opportunity to start and grow businesses. However, the rule faced delays and uncertainty, leaving its future uncertain. The Trump administration's immigration policies took a different approach, focusing on border security and law enforcement. One of the most controversial aspects was the proposal to build a wall along the U.S.-Mexico border. Trump argued that the wall was necessary to combat illegal immigration and drug trafficking. However, the proposal faced criticism for its cost, effectiveness, and potential environmental impact. The Trump administration's zero-tolerance policy resulted in children being separated from their families at the border. The policy sparked widespread outrage and condemnation both domestically and internationally. The images and stories of children being held in detention facilities shocked the world and sparked a significant backlash against the administration's immigration policies. Criticism of President Biden's immigration policies has come from a variety of quarters and reflects a range of concerns about their effectiveness, equity, and humanitarian implications. One prominent criticism revolves around the lack of a coherent strategy to address the complex issues at the U.S.-Mexico border. Critics argue that Biden's approach, which emphasizes a more humane and compassionate stance compared to his predecessor, has led to a surge in migrant arrivals, overwhelming processing facilities and straining resources. Some critics argue that the administration's rollback of certain Trump-era immigration policies, such as the Migrant Protection Protocols, MPP, and asylum restrictions, has inadvertently created incentives for increased migration without adequate plans to manage the influx. Additionally, there has been criticism of the administration's handling of unaccompanied minors and families seeking asylum. While the Biden administration has emphasized the importance of treating migrants with dignity and respect, there have been concerns about the ability to provide adequate care and housing for these vulnerable groups. Reports of overcrowded detention facilities and lengthy processing times have raised questions about the administration's ability to effectively manage the humanitarian aspect of immigration policy. Another area of controversy is the administration's approach to border security and enforcement. Critics argue that Biden's emphasis on reversing Trump-era policies has led to a perception of lax border enforcement, leading to increased illegal crossings and a perception of lawlessness. Additionally, there are concerns about the handling of criminal elements within migrant populations, with critics highlighting instances of violence and drug trafficking associated with certain migrant groups. On the other hand, Biden has faced criticism from both sides of the political aisle for his handling of immigration reform, while progressive groups have pushed for comprehensive immigration reform that includes pathways to citizenship for undocumented immigrants. Conservatives have accused the administration of being soft on border security and failing to prioritize the interests of American citizens. While these policies have been criticized, they have also had their supporters. Proponents of stricter immigration enforcement have argued that these policies are necessary to uphold the rule of law and protect national security. They believe that a tough stance on immigration is essential to safeguarding American jobs and resources. Experts emphasize that resolving encounters between immigrants and police requires a multifaceted approach that addresses the underlying issues that contribute to tensions and confrontations. A key aspect of this approach involves improving police-community relations through enhanced training programs focused on culturally sensitive de-escalation techniques and effective communication. Equipping law enforcement officers with the skills and understanding needed to interact respectfully and constructively with immigrant communities can reduce the likelihood of confrontations. Additionally, Experts advocate for the implementation of community policing initiatives that prioritize collaboration and partnership between police departments and immigrant communities. Building trust and fostering positive relationships through regular engagement, outreach efforts, and community-based programs can help reduce divisions and create avenues for dialogue and conflict resolution. By involving community members in decision-making processes and addressing their concerns and grievances, police departments can work to create safer and more inclusive environments for all. Another crucial aspect of ending encounters between immigrants and police is addressing systemic issues related to immigration policies, socioeconomic disparities, and access to resources and opportunities. Experts argue that investing in social services, education, and economic development in immigrant communities can help address the root causes of conflict and reduce the likelihood of encounters with law enforcement. Additionally, reforming immigration policies to create more accessible pathways to legalization and citizenship for undocumented immigrants can alleviate fears and mistrust, fostering greater cooperation and collaboration between immigrants and law enforcement. Additionally, experts underscore the importance of accountability and transparency in law enforcement agencies to address allegations of misconduct and restore public trust. Implementing independent oversight mechanisms. Investigating allegations of police misconduct thoroughly and impartially and holding officers accountable for any rights violations or abuses of power are essential steps to building trust in law enforcement among immigrant communities. Ultimately, ending encounters between immigrants and police requires a comprehensive and collaborative approach that addresses the complex interplay of social, economic, and political factors that contribute to tensions, prioritizing community engagement, improving police training and accountability, and addressing systemic inequities. Societies can work to create safer and more inclusive environments where conflicts are resolved through dialogue, understanding, and mutual respect. The future of these immigration policies remains uncertain. Legal challenges, shifts in the political landscape, and changes in public opinion have all contributed to the uncertainty surrounding these policies. The fate of DACA, DAPA, and the International Entrepreneur Rule in particular await resolution through legal processes and possible legislative measures. Hopefully, at some point, the policies put in place will ease encounters between migrants and police. If you enjoyed this video, click on the videos that pop up on your screen to enjoy more. M.